We bring in musician, performer, writer Josh Gross for a segment featuring bands coming to the region. It is called Rogue Sounds. And Josh Gross, sorry we made you work so hard to find the new studio, but welcome.
No problem, Jeffrey. I love sweating through my clothes at 9 a.m.
Is it any worse than sweating through your clothes at 10 a.m.?
I mean, it's sooner than expected. It's, you know, you kind of make a trajectory for the day. You sort of plan how things are going to go. You wake up, you assume you're going to sweat through at like 10 or 11. And just now my schedule's all thrown off. That's all.
Well, I think you're in luck, as you'll discover from sitting here a few more minutes, that the air conditioning is quite adequate.
Yeah, well, there's nowhere to go but down from the temperatures outside right now.
All right, anyway. So let's jump right in with the bands. I want to start with, the list you provided for us. Let's start with Slow Caves.
Slow Caves, they sound nice and
cool. If I can't bring anything, just hide my teeth and breathe. Duck out of here, I'm well off dead. Blue and clear, pools are near.
Boy, jangly guitars and a nice straddling of the minor-major line there. That's some yummy stuff.
Look at you throwing around music terms. And what, do you want to talk about the Mixolydian mode next? This is a really lovely use of the Neuburger single-coil strat. No, just making up words at that point. No, I like this.
The pentatonic scale?
I was just like, yeah, that's chill. It's good. You're like throwing around real terms. Man, Jeffrey, make me feel like
jangly guitars?
You make me feel like a walk-on.
well, it usually feels the other way for me.
Does it? Okay,
yes, okay,
well,
so
the tables have turned. This is what happens in a new studio. Anyway, the Slow Caves, they're from northern Colorado, Fort Collins area, which has a surprisingly vibrant music scene. There's a great college there and just a lot of, like, odd people doing odd things, you know, sort of trying stuff out. And they formed in, like, 2015, I think, and they've just kind of come up real quick. There's a couple big music festivals there, the UMS, the Underground Music Showcase. They're, you know, got some big showcases in that, and I think this is going to be their first West Coast tour, the furthest away from home they've been. They're going to be at Medford, I think.
Johnny B's on August 7th?
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun one. It's just good dreamy vibes. Got that kind of like mix of like 60s sort of like garagey surfy stuff with a sort of modern pop technology and sensibility. So I think that's gonna be a good show.
I keep getting surprised as things come back over the years. I remember, boy, in the 90s, I'm gonna date myself again here, but Jellyfish came out with the.
What are the 90s?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they, when you were like in diapers still?
I was in high school, Jeffrey.
Okay, thank you for setting us straight on that. But for example, Jellyfish came out with a sound somewhat similar to this. But we're paying homage to both the Beatles and the Beach Boys in their sound with the multi-layered vocals and stuff like that, and just stuff comes back.
Things tend to work. I found on 20-year cycles, which is usually the amount of time it takes for the people that grew up with it to then gain the amount of power to like bring it back. So.
Oh, so the music executives are the ones that are encouraging the bands that play the stuff that they liked when they were younger?
Or it's just, you know, they're bringing back stuff from their influence. I mean, you see it most commonly in films where it's like whatever Saturday morning cartoons get made into movies happens about 20 years later when those people grew up watching that become film executives. But you see it, I think, in the music world as well, where the people who have some sort of like say over what gets sort of like put out into the world, not necessarily the bands themselves specifically, but like, you know, the distributors, bookers, et cetera, they go, oh, you know, I grew up liking that, and this reminds me of that, so I'm going to sort of like start collating those kinds of acts and put them out into the world.
Would you say that there are more sounds concurrently now because the whole record company system is a lot less strong than it used to be?
Well, yes. I mean, there's always been a lot of sounds. It's just I think there's not as much right now being like elevated to the highest highs of the marketing game. Everyone's kind of like a little more on, but it so it just means everything is out there all at once, and it's all out there if you want to find it, you know. And you know, the access to recording technology and distribution has made it easier than ever, so that, you know, it used to be that like every band was available, but not every band necessarily made an album and put it up for you to listen. Now people do that usually before they play live. So kind of flipped the script.
So let's really flip the sound here. Go from the jangly guitars to some fairly intense rap. And I urge people to listen carefully to the lyrics here from Immortal Technique.
Immortal Technique.
The voice of racism preaching the gospel is devilish. A fake church called the prophet Muhammad a terrorist. Forgetting God. God is not religion, but a spiritual bond. And Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. He bombs innocent people trying to murder Saddam when you gave him those chemical weapons to go to war with Iran. This is the information that they hold back from Peter Jennings, because Condoleezza Rice is just a new age Sally Hemings. I
break it down. Wow, there's a lot going on there. Peter Jennings and Sally Hemings in one rap line. That's pretty.
It seems like a pretty obvious rhyme to me. Are you Jeffrey? Come on.
Well, for me, sure. Yeah.
You guys may not know this, but Jeffrey is a fierce freestyler. Okay. Give him a few bars, Jeffrey.
Don't say spit, please.
Okay. No, yeah, this is Immortal Technique. Immortal Technique is got the Immortal Technique. He's a devilishly good rapper with some really great beats and a lot to say, a lot of like really intense political, thoughtful lyrics and some really complicated, tricky rhymes as well, like internal rhyme structures. It's fascinating how he's both such an intense like personality, but also such an incredibly technically proficient and talented hip hop artist. And you know, I think his voice is one of the most vital in sort of hip hop, in sort of contemporary like politics, and sort of voices of the oppressed. Really speaks to a lot of like issues that have come to light, I think, in the last like year or two. You know, they had kind of like, they were common talking points among certain communities, but they've really broken into the mainstream a lot. And if people want to know kind of like where some of that's coming from, you know, Ice-T used to call himself an investigative reporter, but he just saw like hip hop, rap as his medium. And I think that like in a lot of ways, Immortal Technique sort of working along some of the same lines where he just has like, he's very, very, very well read. And he's going to be August 9th at the historic Ashland Armory. I think that's going to be a super cool show. It's definitely not the kind of thing that usually comes to Ashland, so I think it's pretty exciting that he's going to be here.
All right. That's some interesting stuff from Immortal Technique.
I also want to shout out, there's a really fantastic local act who's going to be opening, Brimmer Braden. He's going to be doing some of the opening sets and just some really good stuff. So I think it's great when a big act like that comes through and he gets the opportunity to bring a talented local act up on to be showcased as well. So
Brimmer Braden, you say?
Yeah. I think that's going to be a super good one. And then I love the what we're doing next. Like, you ready for the next song? Because it's a perfect like switch.
It is. David Lieber Hart.
Yeah.
I like rap music, but I want it to be safe and cool. I like rap music, but I don't like when they disrespect ladies. They have them children shaking their booties in a disrespectful way. I like rap music, but it's got to tell the kids to live right. There's power and unity and working together, not segregation or racism.
So yeah, when I listened to this yesterday, I have heard this stuff one time through here, but it just, especially the two of these together in order like that. So it's hard to figure out. I mean, the message is right there in the words, but then there's almost a, I don't know, a country accent there or something.
Yeah, well, David Lieber Hart is. When I say known, I'm going to use air quotes, which don't really translate to the radio as well, so I guess I'm going to say air quotes. He was a sort of frequent guest on a sort of underground TV show called Tim and Eric's Awesome Show, Wow, Great Job. And he does a lot of stuff with puppets and sort of strange songs, and he is a really, really genuinely odd guy. Like, you can ask him a question and he'll talk for like 10 minutes and none of it will be about the question you asked him, and you know, but it'll like segue into some weird story about like church and like who knows what. He's also very deeply religious, and like one thing I think, you know, what I think it was Iggy Pop who said, the problem with rock and roll is that there are so few genuine madmen in it, and I really think David Lieber Hart is one of these genuine madmen. Like his shows can be very, very uncomfortable. They can be very surreal. They can kind of be like, what exactly is happening? His songs are so odd. But there's nothing else like him. And he's doing right now, he's touring with an electronic DJ. They've got kind of like an electro punk set going with a little bit of hip hop flavor. And I believe he's going to be bringing his puppets on tour as well.
Puppets?
Yeah, he does things. He did puppets on Tim and Eric's Awesome Show. Great job. So, you know, and he has the puppets sing. But in a very strange way. So that's going to be August 12th at Johnny B's in Medford. And there's also, I believe it may be the premiere of a local act that I'm really interested in called Sound of the Skeptic, who had one of the most interesting albums that I reviewed while working for The Messenger. So I think that's going to be a pretty cool show. The Juniper Berries are going to be on that one as well, one of the really great up-and-coming local bands. So I really encourage, if you're into something strange, if you want to try something different where you could say like, well, I've never seen that before, I assure you David Lieber Hart is the way to go.
He will get you there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so now from something that people have heard of before, Anthrax, of all people, coming to the historic Ashland Armory.
Yes.
Let's take up with Anthrax, The Devil You Know. Well, so that's,
I mean, like, what can I say? It's Anthrax. That was awesome. Like,
I know, but all the heads bobbing.
I mean, know, right? The three of us. This thing, Anthrax bridges generations. I mean, historically, like, Anthrax was one of the first sort of big crossover metal bands. They were one of the first bands to they did a team up with Public Enemy. So they did that sort of did some of that crossover with like rap and hip hop that became a big thing for a while. But I think that also it was more than just genre blending. It really sort of bridged two different communities of people who were, creative communities, and did something very, very vital and sort of spoke to a kind of unified underground of music and thought. And they're still doing what they've been doing, decades and decades later. They've never been superstars. They've just always been legends, And I think I have friends who are driving in from across the states. They're like, Anthrax is playing Ashland. I'm there, it's cool. And it's not a show that typically comes to Ashland or to the Armory.
No, I'm surprised to see the Ashland Armory being the venue for this on August 24th. And do we know who the opening act is?
The opening act is everybody going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Anthrax is about to play.
Right. We have to go on before them. Yeah. You're mentioning the crossover between hip-hop and heavy metal here. Mm-hmm. And it brings me back to Ice-T, who we mentioned earlier. And I love the stuff that he did with Body Count.
Body Count, man. I can't. I would sing some Body Count lyrics right now, but I can't because they're not fit for radio because they're awesome. I love Body Count. Body Count is amazing. And Body Count was a little different. He went and he did one of the first major all African American metal acts, and it was super cool to see that music coming from an entirely different perspective in that kind of community. But I think that's also some of what Anthrax was going for with that kind of crossover. Was going we're a lot more on the same team than I think people realize, even if we're coming from very different worlds and we have very different haircuts.
Right. Yeah, it was really interesting stuff, and still is. It holds up with the test of time. Our final act here, doing Boogie on the Beach, Igor and the Red Elvises.
Ah.
Well, we were trying to figure out. I was actually whistling this in the newsroom yesterday.
Trying to figure out what he's saying.
No, well, yeah, that part, partly game. That. But Jess Byrne said, "Are you whistling the theme to Murder, She Wrote?" and I played it out loud. I said, "Actually, it's more like the theme to the Munsters." There's just a lot of stuff going
on. So the Red Elvises, I'm not actually sure where they're from originally. I think they may be based out of Los Angeles. But the premise is that it's a rock and roll band, like a serious old style rock and roll band. But the front people for it are Russian or ex-Soviet bloc, maybe Lithuanian or
Ukrainian.
Immigrants, and they have very, very thick accents. And they may be playing it up a little bit for stage effect, but one of the things that they've done in a lot of their albums is sort of compensate for the Russianness by being overly American in their sort of cultural pastiche. So you get this kind of thick Russian accent going I like hamburger, but like rock and roll guitars behind it, and it's going down this weird rabbit hole of beach movie tropes. Uh-huh. And weird leopard print suits, and it's almost cartoonish, except it's entirely sincere, and it's so fun to watch, especially because in addition to it being some just really fantastic old sort of retro style rock and roll, they blend in a little bit of Russian folk music and some of the scale choices and the breakout balalaikas on stage, which
balalaika with the big triangular
yeah, thing, it's sort of a triangular three string guitar, but they have a bass balalaika that's enormous. I mean, it's the thing must be 8 feet
it rests
long.
On the yeah. floor I've seen yeah
yeah and you know and they're doing that wearing leopard print suits and creeper shoes and singing about who knows what, because sometimes you can't even decipher the lyrics. But but here's the thing, it is super fun. You will never have more fun than going to see a Red Elvises show. And they're coming to Yreka, of all places.
I noticed that, the Empire Club on August 28th.
There's a fantastic music venue, the Music Hall at Chromophonic Recordings. And they've just
we visited the folks at Chromophonic.
Yeah, and they've just sort of expanded a little bit. And this is a big show for them because Yreka is not exactly on the map for the touring stuff, but they're starting to bring the word's getting out that their venue's great and they're bringing in more acts. And I think they're really excited about the Red Elvises. I'm probably going to drive down and catch that one myself.
Let me get the list then. Slow Caves, August 7th at Johnny B's. Immortal Technique, August 9th at the Armory in Ashland. David Lee Behart, August 12th at Johnny B's in Medford. Anthrax, August 24th at the Armory. And Igor and the Red Elvises, August 28th at the Empire Club in Wairika.
And Jeffrey spitting freestyle beats here every morning on JPR.
Yeah, we should hope so. That'll do it for today's Jefferson Exchange. Thank you, Josh. Have a great day.